time to join Joan Lewis. EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. Well, Joan, welcome back.
Another amazing week. You know, as I prepare the news items for the week, I get kind of breathless. I'm sitting at my desk going, the Pope did what? You make a summary of all of his activities, plus we know the morning masses, to which we could dedicate another 20-minute show every week, just what he says in his amazing homilies, his food for life, his life's little lessons homilies every day. But I think probably if we want to start with a really big day, and if we only focused on one day of the past week, it would be Sunday. And starting, an amazing day. First of all, of course, at the Angelus, where he deplored all wars, and he asked the kidnappers to any kidnappers anywhere in the world, and we know this is happening in Syria as well. There's two Christian bishops that have been kidnapped, but the Pope did speak about the war that he said has inflamed Syria for 2 years, affecting the civilian population that aspires to peace, injustice, and understanding. And he said, of course, a troubled situation of war always brings tragic consequences, death, destruction, massive economic and environmental damage, as well as the kidnapping. And even though he spoke, urged the world's leaders to get together to dialogue in the first place, forget war and weapons, but to dialogue and come to some kind of a peaceful conclusion of this, he did say there's many conflicts taking place in the world, but there's also signs of hope. And I thought that was lovely to speak of the scourges of war, but end on a hopeful note. But that's very much, I think, Pope Francis's way of saying things. And he did mention the recent steps taken in Latin American countries towards reconciliation and peace. And then he made an announcement. He told the people that he celebrated his daily morning mass at the Santa Marta. And I could be wrong on this, but I don't think he normally, for Sunday, has guests at his morning mass. The other 6 days of the week, yes. But he said Sunday he celebrated morning mass with wounded soldiers and family members of servicemen who had fallen in peacekeeping missions that seek to promote reconciliation and peace in countries where so much blood of one's brothers and sisters is still spilled in wars that are always madness. And of course, the Vatican did publish his very beautiful, moving homily about war and so forth at that mass, and some very wonderful pictures. And that's how Pope Francis began his Sunday, and then how he ended it anyway in late afternoon was absolutely astonishing, history-making event in the church. There was, from 5 to 6 Rome time in St. Peter's Basilica, an extraordinarily beautiful ceremony of Eucharistic adoration lasting for an hour, and then simultaneously with the absolute rest of the world, with the cathedrals all around the world, people were in sync, if you will, with Rome for the Eucharistic adoration. So you had 24 different time zones. You had cardinals, bishops, faithful from all over the world praying. And there were two specific intentions of the Holy Father, covering some of what we just talked about, actually, peace and so forth in the world, and then covering the tragedies of people who are exploited by others, whether they're persons who are being trafficked or whatever. So,
Joan, Pope Francis tends to fly very high, but then he gets down to basics, doesn't he? In the sense that he relates what he says to our everyday lives.
He brings it down in basics, but also, I mean, in language we can all understand and relate to. It's as if the Holy Father hasn't sat in an office preparing a verbally demanding speech that you have to listen to every word. It's as if he's sitting next to you and saying, hey, Joan, Veronica, did you know that? And he just talks in language that we understand and gets his point across, and that's why I often call it life's little lessons homilies, because that's exactly what it's like. So Sunday was an amazing day. And Monday, I have to say, being of that generation that was once in the presence of Blessed Pope John the 23rd, who died on June 3rd, 1963, so 50 years ago, and a big group of faithful came from Bergamo, northern Italy, where he was born, and the Bishop of Bergamo said Mass in St. Peter's, and then the Pope came in, and what a joyful, wonderful meeting this was. He just kind of walked around the basilica and he shook hands. They were mostly towards the altar of the chair, of course. Oh, and then he did go and he prayed before the tomb of Blessed John the 23rd, because his body is preserved. So you can see the Pope almost as he was in life. And it's very, very amazing for any of us who, as I said, were in his presence. I attended an audience of his in March 1961, folks. And the audiences then, there was no audience hall. So the audiences were held in what's known in the Vatican as the Hall of Blessings. It's a great big hall above the atrium of St. Peter's Square, and that's where the popes met people until in the early 70s we had the now known as the Paul VI Hall. So that was a very beautiful talk that the Holy Father gave about his predecessor to the people of Bergamo and the Bishop of Bergamo, and Francesco Beschi. So a very wonderful event, but it's like the Pope walks in the room, hey, things are going to get better. Just his mere presence in the room, or like Wednesday at the audience, you know, you watch him, he go around the square, he's 15, 20 minutes or something in this wildly applauding crowd, he's moving around in the Popemobile.
It really is a case of the Pope and the people. He feels so at ease with people, doesn't he? Second nature to him, really.
Well, he does. And then I love it. Every single week since he's been Pope, he gets up to the protected area where he sits. I call it a stage. I know that's not the right word. He gets up there and he sits down. He gives you this wonderful, almost impish smile. And he says, Fratelli e sorelle, brothers and sisters. Then he simply says two words that 100,000 people applaud. He says, Buongiorno, good morning. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And so last Wednesday's catechesis, if we could give only one homily or catechesis of the week on this show in its entirety, I would have picked myself Wednesday's. The Pope talked about he decried the throwaway culture that we have, the economies without ethics. And, you know, he said, for example, that if somebody's computer gets ruined, you're very, very upset and your life is turned upside down. But if you read about a homeless person under a bridge dying, it doesn't make the news. And he was saying, we can all relate to this, reading the papers of the things that make the headlines, which really don't have anything to do very often with man, with mankind, with his dignity, with his dying. Why is a man homeless? Why was he under a bridge? And, you know, and why did he die? And so the Pope did decry this culture of throwing things away, a culture of waste. What could we do? He even talked about food, actually, at the very end. And he said he grew up, and I think a lot of us can remember mothers and grandmothers, and certainly anybody who lived, like, through the Second World War, or maybe our grandparents, the Great Depression, you didn't throw anything away. And you might have to throw away a chicken bone because you couldn't eat that. But, I mean, other than that, you were very, very careful about what you ate, how much you ate. You may not have had that much. So you certainly didn't throw anything away.
He actually said it was like stealing, didn't he? Those were the words he used.
Yes, he did. He liked stealing, exactly, from the poor. And so it was a very amazing talk. And folks, you know, all of these homilies and talks are on the Vatican website, so, and they're in your language. So for heaven's sakes, go there. And if you're impressed, you know, read, and you should be, read those homilies. And then, you know, Thursday, I was looking at the headlines of just Thursday's news. Friday, we know the Pope met some more new ambassadors. But Thursday, it would take you like 3 minutes just to read the headlines. He received the new ambassador from the Islamic Republic of Iran. There's an ambassador to the Holy See. Oh, by the way, we also learned this week that the Holy Father, this is very interesting, he is going to spend the summer in the Vatican, actually, except for his week in Vatican City in Rome, except for his week in Brazil for World Youth Day, July 22 to 29. There will be no audiences on in July, but the Pope will be staying in Rome, kind of solidarity with people who cannot afford vacations or don't have air conditioning and have to live through the heat and everything else. So we did learn on Thursday that he will be staying here. And it seems that actually Pope Benedict, Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI, will be spending some time at Castel Gandolfo. So I think he'll go, Francis, I think, will go maybe on weekends for an Angelus, something like that. But not to stay. Yes, exactly. So we learned that.
And then he'll pick up on with the audiences in August.
Yes, on August, I think, 7th, something like that.
First Wednesday.
Is the very first one. And there, so we learned that. And then the Pope also addressed, and this was lovely, there's the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy. That's the school that trains Vatican diplomats. So a diplomat in the Vatican, I'm sure our listeners have heard or read the word nuncio a great deal, and that's really a papal ambassador. They always have the rank of archbishop, by the way. So just an amazing day of meetings, an amazing day, week, of communications. We focus, obviously, in the show on the papal news, but on the side, there's many interesting press conferences, documents are presented. One was presented just this week on receiving Christ in refugees and persons who are forcibly uprooted. A fascinating conference. And then there was a communique from the bilateral working commission between the Holy See and Israel. There's a number of very thorny issues to solve between the two states who in 1993, December, declared diplomatic relations, but there's issues concerning the tax exempt status of church buildings, the ownership actually of a number of church properties and so forth. I mean, the two sides have been meeting for 20 years trying to solve principally, you know, three issues that they obviously can't agree on if they haven't done it for 20 years. So it's like, okay, I've done the show. I'm going to go home and rest because there's going to be another big week ahead of us with Pope Francis. But actually, I will be traveling.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because
You're going to Vietnam. Amazing. I'm going to Vietnam.
So why are you going to Vietnam?
I leave Saturday. There is an American priest, a servant of God, Father Vincent Campodano, a Maryknoll missionary priest who was in Taiwan before he went to Vietnam. He was killed in the war trying to save the lives of the Marines that he said Mass for and heard confessions and ministered to as a chaplain. And interestingly enough, I learned from a Vietnamese friend that the Bishop of Da Nang, and it's near Da Nang, the battlefield where Father Campodano died, and his name is Italian. His own father came from Gaeta, Italy, which is south of here near Naples. And there's a big Piazza Campodano in Gaeta. So his cause for beatification is in Rome. And I learned from a priest friend of mine that Bishop Tree of Da Nang, where I will be for 3 days, Bishop Tree of Da Nang has dedicated the diocese to Father Campodano. And he's actually asked the faithful to pray to Father Campodano to intercede, you know, to our Lord in the case of whatever their need may be. And if there's anything they consider to be miraculous, like a cure, there to report it to the bishop, who will then bring it to Rome.
Thank you very much, Jen.
Well, God bless.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome, who's just brought us the Vatican Week in review.